So, Eleanor, do you want to welcome us to this great
welcome
day?
Yeah, welcome everybody, and happy and healthy new year. It is January 7th, 2023. And Linda and I, especially Linda, has something very special to start your new year, our new year together, in bringing heaven on earth in our Tea Touch for You for self-care, Tea Touch for Self-Care online class. So Linda, please welcome.
So as you all know, this, our home, is called Angel's Landing. And I have had so many miracles. That's why we called it this. And I want you to see this. How far do I have to take it back?
No, you could come forward. Come forward. Yeah. It's perfect.
I'll put me on speaker so you can really see this. This is a painting that is done by a woman who cannot see. And she completely follows her intuition. And the why this is so like a miracle, another miracle. This was a wonderful gift. And this shows exactly how I see us, each one of us, when we do the body blessing. I see the outline, as you see in this being here, as our vessel. And I see it as I see myself, my 100 trillion cells, and my soul in this vessel. And as you see here, like, to me, this is the earth, and look at all of the spirals which represent us, and look at this amazing connection that we have. And when you see these like outreach, listening in a different way, connecting to the universe, all of the universes in this different way. And this is another miracle, that this is exactly when we do together the body blessing. This is what I feel. And what we have planned today is, as those of you who've been with me for a long time know, that Tea Touch was actually developed, came through because I trusted my intuition each way, each step of the way. And it's a gift from the animals. And so as I was setting this scene for us today, to just feel what's to come through on this first day, what Eleanor and I have discussed, I think, over 4 meetings, is how can we take this first meeting that we have of this new year and share between us what it's meant for us to be together during this time, for those of you who are new, what you're getting from it, even in the short time you've been here, and what brings us together. And what I've set up here are all these angels. This is one of the angels, and this is an angel carrying a puppy. And what came to me today, as I was rearranging these, this paper fell down. It just fell out of, and now it's fallen out. Eleanor, I just read it to you. Where is it? Well,
is it on your desk? Is it on your desk?
No, but there were 2 of them. So it just tells me which one I'm supposed to be reading. And this is about the angels of the animals. And what we're planning to do today is a sharing. And we're going to go into breakout rooms twice. And Eleanor is, in her brilliance, my gosh, has figured out this, how to do this. And it's going to be really inspiring, enlightening, supportive in our process. And so I would like us to begin, first of all, with a heart hug. And think of your vessel, think of how you see these outlines as boundary of our skin. And let's put one hand over the other and very gently, as we did on Tuesday, find a position that is maybe not your usual position, that you can touch your heart center and smile. And in whichever direction you feel, close your eyes and very gently, to activate the most oxytocin, the most trust hormone with the lightest connection around this one circle and a quarter in your preferred direction. And each time you just bring that circle, one and a quarter, send a cascade of love into yourself. Love for your connection to all that is. Love realizing in every cell in your body that you are one with all of nature, with all of the animals, with the Mother Earth, with the sky, with the stars, and with all beings on the planet. And bring in a smile and with gratitude, call in some animal who's really, or all the animals who are bring light into your life. And send that cascade of light into every cell in your body. And just see the areas that, oh, wow, wait, they're calling for light. Just take a look at this for the light and smile and send it there. And when you open your eyes, look around our gathering here. Because what we are doing together, and welcome Chanel and Sandra. I'm so glad you made it in. I was just praying you would join us. And what I want to do is to share with you these other angels. And because what came to me, what fell out of my up on the top shelf here, I have like this many journals of connections that I have written from the stars. And this is the one that fell out. And the other one that is that for some reason it has flown away was written in 1994. And this one is written in Germany somewhere. And it is a message to me that says, thank you for reminding all of our presence, the angels of the animals. Each person who acknowledges us, the angels of the animals, intensifies the connection for all those who are not yet awakened to our presence. And this is also from the angels, from the angelic realms. When an individual has a problem, when you have a problem and you ask for assistance from your angelic guide, know that you will always get an answer. And I'd like to just have you raise your hand how many of you came to this work because of an animal, just so that we can see you. And It's so interesting. Ava, I believe your kitties brought you from the beach, your beach kitties. I believe that
and,
they did.
It was my mommy. My mommy brought me.
Ah, what does that mean?
Remember that it was just, I was feeling that my mom was just going to the other world and she could not connect. And actually the angels got me your email about the meeting out of the blue like that. T-Touch, and I knew about T-Touch from before, yes, with the animals at the farm, and I had forgotten all about it, and I turned it on, I was there, and I remember it was a Saturday, just like that, end of Shabbat, and I asked you all kinds of questions, how you do it, how you do the circle, and everything very precisely. And the minute it was over, I turned off the internet. I went to see my mom, and I did it. And her breathing was becoming a lot more peaceful because she could barely grasp air. And I sang to her, and I talked to her, and I did everything I could, but all this was the T-Touch. And that very same night, she passed away peacefully in her bed. So that's, and from that day on, I stayed with you, and I learned a lot. And everything was like Chinese to me at the beginning when I listened to you. And then little by little, I got into it. And the cats in the garden and making connection with things that I totally disregard. So you really helped me accompany my mom. That was really what brought me. And that email out of the blue that came to me. And that intuition that I had to be tuned in to that, to you that night.
How beautiful. And would you please remind us of your mother's name?
Jeanette.
So Jeanette. We call her in spirit.
Yeah.
And I would like to, all of you who would like to just call your mothers in, if you feel, and just know that they are here with us. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you, Ava. That is like, this is our opportunity to share in different ways today. So I want to share with you something that I wrote when I came back from, I don't know, a few weeks in Australia, where I was doing a workshop on soul retrieval, helping people who have left the body cross in to the safe place. And Connie, I don't think I didn't greet you. Thank you. I'm so happy that you are here. So I'm just going to do this screen share moment. And it was up before, but I want to read it to you. And I was sitting at my home in Santa Fe on a beautiful day with snow outside, and I'd just come from Australia. And I picked up my journal and I wrote down, because the fairies had been giving me these amazingly wonderful messages while I was working in weaving in a garden in Australia. And so this is what I wrote. Fairies care for nature. Yes, but how about animals? Must I guess? Or yet I only ask, are animals also a fairy task? The answer comes back loud and clear. The angels care for animals, dear. That's why I love this so much, this little puppy and an angel. The animal spirits gather round. Their loving presence does abound. Each species has an angel guide, close to protect them at their side. If you open your heart, you'll see them there. Soften your eyes, you cannot stare. Their loving presence fills the air. As you reach out and caress an animal friend, you also will be touched by the presence of angels, angelic gentleness, and filled with the spirit of light, protected closely in the night. The feathered softness of etheric wings brings sweet melody when an angel sings. So open your ears to celebrate songs. You may even hear chanting and sacred gongs. As you still your breath, feel the angels there. When you sit with your horse or your dog or your hare, and always remember the angels are there. And I just love the fact that the piece of paper that is flown somewhere has had in it this feeling what the animals bring to us, and that when we recognize them, we make a difference on the entire planet. And I think one of the things I wanted us, and Eleanor and I talked a lot about this, to realize and have a chance to share some of the gifts that we have received this year from these Saturdays, and from our Tuesdays. And we're going to do this in breakout rooms, which will be really fun. And so don't worry, you think, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Trust, call in your angels. And then how we're going to do this is...
Linda, go ahead and stop screen share.
Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, I have made these cards. And this is how, when I do a live session, I make a card for each person. And then we draw a card. And we're going to put in the first, we're going to do this in two different sessions. First, we're going to do with three people, and I'll repeat this again because it's a little tricky, but I can do it. I draw a card, three cards, and for each breakout room. And Eleanor's going to put us then, those three, in the breakout room. So I'll draw your names, and then I'll explain, once we get our names, I'll explain how you're going to do this, because each person is going to say their name and where they are from, because not everybody necessarily, you know, remembers our names looking at this screen like this. And then you're going to have 2 minutes, and Eleanor is going to control that 2 minutes to just talk about whatever comes to you. In terms of what are you taking away from these amazing Saturday classes that we've had? And of course, you can't say it all, but intuitively, what comes to you? And so the way we're going to do it, and I'll say this again, I'm going to, as I draw your name, I'm going to say your number 1, 2, and 3. And then I'm going to say number one is going to, for 2 minutes, just say whatever comes into their head. And if you think, oh, I can't do this, nah, you can say that. I can't do this, but maybe it's okay. We can stumble. And then while that number one is for 2 minutes, just thinking whatever, wait a minute, what did I get from any of the Saturdays? And then number two is going to be writing down. So we need to give you a moment or so here to get notebooks, because you're going to write down what you hear from what that person said. Doesn't have to be complete, just, you know, like essence of what that person said. And then number two will speak while number three witnesses and writes down. And then number three will speak, and number one, who began, will then write down for number three. And then we're going to do a second round, and Eleanor will guide you on this, the second round. And you're going to then think of, wait a minute, what are some of the things I got out of the being together on Tuesdays? It can be very specific. It can be general. And it's about sharing. And one of the things that Some of you have not heard, because I really talked about it last Tuesday, was this concept that I never thought about it in these ways. And it was an afternoon in Miami last month with Esther Hicks and Abraham. And they talked about coming in clusters. And I know that, and I've talked about it some, I know that all of us who are here, who keep coming back and back, we've been together in past lives, probably many times, some of us. And this time, what we're here to do is keep a promise to come together and find ways to make a difference, each one of us, make a positive difference in the world. However it is, by sharing, daring to share sounds, to sharing tea touch, each person in their own special way. So that's what we're going to do. And then Eleanor will call us out of our breakout rooms. And it's really, once you get into it, it's really fun. And then I'll just call your name and ask you, okay, what do you remember? And if you think, oh no, I can't remember what that person said, that you're the person's witnessing, that person can help you. So just know, if you think, I can't do this, we will help you, because it is an opportunity for us to really share. And then we're going to have a break, and we're going to do something different for the beginning of this next year, rather than like sharing what are our New Year's resolution. I have been inspired by another gift I came away with from Abraham and Esther Hicks in Miami. And that was, wait a minute, what do you desire? Because we actually create our own reality. And if any of you have think, wait a minute, how is that? How, why do you say that? And you don't already know, I'm happy to put in the chat just a few of the books that have very much over the years like made a total change in my life. And you can choose, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can just look at that on Amazon and you can actually read a little and see, is this interesting for me? Because we are here all together because we promised to be here. And it's an absolute joy for me to be here with you all. Eleanor, do you want to add anything to that?
So, Linda, will it be then like a total, so it'll be 6 minutes of going around the circle of three people, 30 seconds in between to make the change. This is just me going over detail. And so we'll be in the breakout room a total of how many minutes do you think?
Well, each person is going to, the first round will be sharing something that you take away from our Saturdays. And then we do a second round, same way we did the first, something that you take away here from the Tuesdays.
And so we'll be in there a total of 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
It'll be, yeah.
12, 15, 16 minutes.
Okay. And then we can come out and share. Yeah.
And then Linda, will you and I be in any of the breakout rooms, or will we be maybe staying out of the breakout rooms, or hop into different breakout rooms?
The problem is, Eleanor, you have to stay out, because if you go in, you can't get yourself out. So we don't know how to do that. I'm only going to go in if we've got an uneven number. So I haven't looked yet.
So we're okay, just- and then for everybody, when you are in your breakout room, you'll see something come up or hear my voice saying, we have 60 seconds, we have 30 seconds before we come back. And the system will cut you off and bring you right all back into the main room. Like the this. Other thing is if you want to leave, yeah, this main room where we are here, if you want to leave the breakout group, because I go, okay, in 30 seconds or in 60 seconds and your group is already done, then you can go to the bottom right of your screen and you'll see a way to get out of the group. Only if you guys are completed when I say we have 30 or 60 seconds left. Just make sure you don't leave Zoom. Only leave the breakout room to go into the main room. Okay. Does that make sense?
And down at the bottom right, you'll see leave room. And you have to, it'll be the blue buttons. I missed them the first time I did this. I couldn't see them. So.
And if you're concerned about it, just stay put, because the system will just do the 60 seconds and then shoof you all into back into the main room. So you'll be fine. You don't have to do a thing if you don't want.
Ava.
No, it's fine.
Great. Okay. So what I have to do, and what I'd like us to do, because this is going to take a few moments. I have most of your names already on a card, but some of you are here that aren't here every time. So I'm going to call your name, and then whoever I didn't call, I have to make a card for you. What I'd like to invite you to do is just during that time, just imagine holding this vibrational rate, this energy that we have here. And smiling to activate your feel-good hormone, and think of something. If you're, how am I going to do this? If you're concentrating, just think of something, you know, an animal, flower, place in nature that makes you really happy. And know that each time you do that, you're making a difference on the planet. Just holding the space, just looking here and seeing us. So Cheryl, you're here. I've got a card. Marnie is not here. She has emergency with one of her dogs. Becky, Diane, is Katarina, did she make it in? No, she may come back and she may be in later. Jewel, Angela, oh no, Angela's not with us. Okay, Victoria, Alice is not, Nancy, Connie, Anna, Sandra, Megan, Harriet, okay.
And then you're going to tell me, okay.
Wait a second, I didn't have Chanel.
Linda.
What? What?
I'm not even seeing breakout rooms here.
You go, let me show you where you go.
Yeah, it's supposed to be at the bottom. Let me hit more.
No, it's not.
Breakout rooms.
Go to more.
Okay. Phew, I got it. Okay. Okay. Assign no, manual. Wow.
Wait, come on. Karen? Ingebrigtsen. Okay. Joy. What a joy that you're here. Harriet, I got you, right? Dorothy. Oh, I'm so happy that Sandy and Gary. We're going to have to put you in the same room. And the same way with, where are you? Teresa, did I get you? Oh.
Is not
that. And then, Frances and Wendy, where are you? Where are you? Did they leave? No.
No.
Wait, oh, down at the bottom. Oh, okay. Pam,
And Pam, you will see 2X phone. That's hers.
Right, but I'm looking for Frances and Wendy.
Frances and Wendy, I didn't see them.
They were in.
They were in?
They were in and got their phone, they may come back in.
You know what I can do, Linda, if you want? I can just open up the breakout rooms and go in order and put 3333. You want me to do that? It'll be quick.
I know it's quick. And we usually let the universe, but that is letting the universe choose. Your choice, Eleanor.
I'm gonna do it this way. I'm loving this. Okay, hold on. Oh my gosh, is this simple or what?
Now remember, with Sandy and Gary, you have to count as two. Oh, so they're with Teresa.
Okay, hold on. No, I did them just in order of. Did I get everybody?
And you missed Ava. Ava, I didn't get you, did I? No. Wait, I've got to get a card for you here.
Okay, so I think I got everybody unassigned. Hold on.
But unassigned. Eleanor, now.
Okay.
Hold on a second, because doing it that way, we just missed Ava. She's jumping in and out.
Yeah, but it's coming up on the side. So give me just a chance. Hold on. There's some reason why. Okay, one sec.
Hold. Call in the angels. Calling all angels. Five. So you're going to have to name them for us, Eleanor.
They'll be put into them. The rooms are a number. Hold on.
But hold on, Eleanor. We have to call their names because people switch around when they don't always stay in the same order.
Okay, so let me see.
Just da 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 da.
Let me see. Six has. One second.
Wait, I didn't get Ava in here. Jewel.
Six.
Frances and Wendy are not here. Diane, Cheryl, Becky. Jewel.
Two. Okay, I think I got it. Okay, but let's give it a try.
You have to name them. You have to name them.
Well, they're already named as breakout room 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, all we need to do is, does everybody see that you've been assigned to a breakout room? You do. Okay. Then they can all leave this room and go to the breakout room they've been assigned to. Does that work for you?
Three in each room, right?
I have three in each room. There was one that was two because it's the GANs that there's right. Two.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. So go ahead. Everybody join. It's 10:42.
Eleanor, let's review again and make sure that give people a chance to ask questions. So you're going to, so the first one on the list, you have that, it's going to be number one. You have to understand who number one, two, and three are.
Yeah.
Is that clear with each person?
Room one is Pam, Anna, and Becky. Room two is Chanel, Cheryl, and Connie. Room three is Diane, Dorothy, Dee, and Ava. Room four are the GANs and Harriet. Room five is Joy, Morris, Karen, and Teresa. Room six is Nancy, Valentina, and Victoria. Room seven is Jewel and Megan, and Sandra has not joined yet. Sandra, are you okay? Can you join? Sandra?
She's left for a minute. Let's just wait.
I thought I saw, maybe she left. Got it. Perfect. So,
wait, so then you've got the last two has only two. Right. Which, just on, keep going see. Around and sharing more stuff, more like, you know.
No, every room has three.
It, with Sandra?
Yes.
But I thought she just left.
She did. Sandra went into her room with Megan and Jewel.
Okay. And they know who's one, two, and three, right? So they start.
Yeah, their room will say room one. The room will say room two.
Eleanor, sorry.
Oh, they'll have to decide that themselves. Okay, no. Hold on. I will say it now. I will say it now. Okay, ready?
Wait a second, please. Just wait a second. So the person at the top of the list is number one, two, and three. Otherwise, they won't necessarily know who starts and who.
I get it. Hold on one sec. Pam is sending me a message saying, I can hear the room, but I can't talk, so I'll participate as I can. I think I'm in room with Anna. Thank you, Pam. Do what you can. You never know. We're doing the best we can within technology. So what I can do is I can broadcast my voice. How about you broadcast your voice?
I don't.
Go ahead. Ready? I'm gonna hit it, and you say what you need to say to them. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi. Just to be clear, make sure that each one of you takes the number one, two, and three. And number one.
Hold on. Let's try it one more time. Ready?
So, please, in each room, make sure that you choose like who's number one, number two, and number three. And number one speaks first, number two writes, number two speaks, number three writes, number three speaks, and number one writes for you. And first round, which Eleanor will tell you, that's going to be where you share the first time what you get from the Saturdays, what you take away, you know, memories. And then we'll do a second round, and that's your takeaways from the Tuesdays. So have fun.
Perfect. God, I love that. Okay, now Pam wrote, Anna, I can hear you, but I can't hear me. Oh, that's
so painful. I wonder if I should go in that one as a third.
Yeah, go ahead. Go into, let me find which one they're in. Breakout rooms. They're in room one. Can you get into room one? Or you want me to?
I don't know how you do that. You have to place
it. I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I got you. There we go. Boop. You see the invite?
Yeah.
Go. See ya. I'm here.
Eleanor? Eleanor? Eleanor?
I'm here.
You forgot to give them 2 minutes each. So we have, hopefully we'll just see what we got. We just.
Oh, I was just, I thought that they did the.
No, they can't do it. It's okay. We don't trust that happened what was supposed to happen. So what we forgot was to say who, you know, where we're from, because they didn't know where the two of them were from. Okay, so we need to bring people back now. You need to give them 30 seconds. I mean, maybe 60 seconds to come back in, and then you'll just tell them you're going to just bring them
okay,
back.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. 303 in room one asked for help. Join breakout room. What? Hold on. Okay, so... Pam is asking for help. So I'm going to go into the breakout room.
No, but just get her, just bring her back. I'll tell her, because okay. She couldn't speak. Okay. I'll tell you what she's going to do.
Okay, so then what I'm going to have you do, Linda, yeah. Is let's do the broadcast. Ready? Start what you want to say. Hold on. Ready? Go.
Hi, everybody. We're now going to give you, in 60 seconds, Eleanor is going to just bring you back automatically into the rooms. And Pam, don't worry, we're going to do this together when we're back all together. And Denise, hi, we just missed the first breakout room. So I'm going to have you share what they witnessed each other for at when we're all back together. Everybody's in breakout rooms.
Okay, so I am giving them 60 seconds. So I'll wait till 4 minutes past the hour. Ding, ding,
no,
ding.
I think they should take 10 minutes because it's the end of the hour. So we need to take right, a 10 minutes.
That's when okay, but let's... Back, yeah.
They have to come back and yeah. Then we'll say. And they, I'm sure they're going to be saying, oh my God, we didn't get it up. It is what it is.
Okay, ready? So we're gonna hit close all breakout rooms.
And I think you did really well, Eleanor, considering how little we had a chance to.
Okay, so we're gonna, there. Okay, so everybody's gonna be coming back. Look at this, exciting. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it's the first time.
You did really well for the first time. And it was easier just taking it like that, let the universe choose in that way. Why aren't they all back? You have to.
Yeah, they're coming.
Okay.
You see, yeah.
So we'll just wait till everybody's back in. Hi. And I just want to, first of all, welcome you back. And what we're going to do now.
But I wouldn't start yet. We still have more to come back. We had about.
But you have to shut them out of there. They don't have a choice.
They're coming right now. Look, they all got pulled out. So everyone's here now.
Great.
Welcome, everyone.
Okay. So what I just would like to, what we're planning now, we're going to take our 10-minute break on the hour and then come back and we'll do our sharing. But before we go, does anybody have any, you know, just any immediate questions? Some, and just know that whatever you did was perfect.
I don't love that. It.
It's the fun of doing this together. So any questions?
Eva. Yeah. I want to say it was great, and I've been wanting this for a long time.
Perfect.
To get to people of the group. Yeah, not because we don't know each other individually. We are a group. And it was just wonderful.
Okay, well, we're going to do it again. So let's take 10 minutes now.
Well, hold on. Teresa has her hand raised. You asked.
I just can't say the same like Eva. It was fantastic. It was nice to talk to Karen, to Joy. We never had the opportunity before. So let's do it again.
Fantastic. Yeah.
we're going to be doing it again today. So
great.
This is wonderful because I feel like we've all become so close.
Yeah.
This kind of group, when we are doing the breakouts, we already feel so connected. So it's not like in a strange situation that's new. Got it.
Chanel, Chanel chimed in and said same thing.
Exciting. Okay. So it's 6 minutes after. In 10 minutes, wherever you are, we're going to come back in. And Pam, I'm going to call you. Now.
And then Linda, you can stop the recording.
Perfect. Oh, thank you.
See you all at 17 minutes past the hour.
Okay. Stop recording.